2237. From studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Hey, welcome to the second hour of the Common Sense Show. Glad to have you here with us today, and I'm glad to be back home. We broadcast on for several weeks. Had a wonderful time up in New York City. WDNJ is our flagship station there that covers all of New Jersey, New York City. We had a wonderful time, and thanks for so many people for hosting us and taking care of us up in New York. But we're back home at our flagship station, WJBO, in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and lots to talk about on the Common Sense Show today. Now, with the economy being what it is, that puts added pressure on so many of us. We've all always, if you got a family, you've got a lot of problems to worry about. You've got family considerations, but the financial mix has gotten difficult for so many people. And so the question is, you know, how do you overcome worry and doubt and fear? Got an expert that's going to tell us here right now. Scott Meagher is an attorney. He's an author of a very popular book called You Are the Best. It's on our website right now at www.jimbrownusa.com. And in this time of uncertainty, of additional pressures, we want to talk about how you deal with all that kind of thing. Scott, welcome to our program today.
Hey, it's a privilege to be here.
Now, Scott, you can go back in your book and talk a lot about the pressures. All of us, no matter how good the economic times are, have pressures we deal with in our job, with our family scenario, and our personal lives. Now you put into the mix the economy and the fact that so many people in the middle class, in fact, in the second part of our show today, we're going to talk about how the middle class income has plummeted. That puts additional pressures on people. So it is difficult not to worry, and you've laid out some pretty interesting tips about dealing with doubt and fear and worrying that we all do. I don't care how successful we are, we do.
Absolutely right, and people all around just need to understand that, you know, the concept of fear or doubt or worry comes from a sense of uneasiness that we don't know what's ahead. You know, from a feeling about what might result from a particular course of conduct. And so we process it in a negative way, and it sort of blocks us from taking a positive direction, despite the fact that you know that taking that action might be helpful. And so overcoming these types of debilitating features by changing the way you think, changing the way you process information, will have a profoundly positive effect on the way you live your life.
Well, now let's talk about a few specifics that we can kind of deal with, because I attitude can make such a huge, huge difference. I've seen that in people who overcome physical problems, emotional problems, the approach you take mentally. Often we don't focus enough on your approach, your attitude, your mental approach to what you do. But we've all had bumps in the road, but if you keep a positive attitude, you can overcome so much. But I like your idea of I like to file everything. It was a big jump for me from dealing with a file cabinet to go into my various email boxes, and I've learned to do that now. But you've got a great idea about creating almost a worry file. Tell us about creating an index card worry file.
Sure. A lot of us worry about things, and they may or may not be temporary. And so I suggest that when you have a worry, if it's consuming, write it down. Write it down on a separate piece of paper. Put it in an envelope. Every time you have a worry or a concern, write it down and put it in an envelope. Over the next days or weeks, however long you wish to take, you then finish that list, and let's say it's a week long, and then you go to the envelope, and before you open the envelope, you tear it up and throw it in the garbage, so you've never seen it. What you're doing is showing that you don't need to worry, that the fact that you worried really didn't do a lot for you. And when people understand that worrying is a created emotion, just like happiness and sadness and other types of emotion, you choose to worry. And so you can equally choose not to worry. And it sounds simplistic, but it really isn't. It's the reason why we worry, the reason why we fear, is because in our cultural history, we've really been brought up in an environment that was really not productively positive. Most of the things that you talk about in your life, you learned because people said, don't do that, don't dress this way, don't walk across the street, don't do this, don't do that. And so naturally, our first inclination, the way we process information, is to think about what might go wrong, what might happen. And so if you change that philosophy by lightening it, by saying, hey, my worries aren't that important because I can just write them down and throw them away, you start productively towards a simple way to approach reducing your worries.
I like that idea. That's a great idea. In fact, I had the guy who's governor of California, Jerry Brown, back when he ran for president back in the 1970s, and I heard him give a speech, and he said, you know, every day you wake up, you got brush fires. In your personal life, your business, there's brush fires. He says, and you got to be kind of careful about just going around putting out brush fires all day long, because if that's all you do, you get nothing else done. And he says, you know what? If you leave a lot of those brush fires alone, they pretty much just burn out and they're gone. They're not that relevant a few days later, which is exactly what you're talking about. You see, when you come back and revisit that worry file, maybe it ain't that big of a deal, or it's gotten solved, or it's gotten dealt with in some way that you're okay with, so you just put it aside. So
you're absolutely right. And you know, there's a famous quote by Winston Churchill, you know, that he says, you know, when I look back on all of my worries, you know, I remember the story of the old man who sat on his deathbed and said, you know, I had a whole lot of trouble in my life, most of which never happened. And how comical that is, it's so true, you know. And there's the concept of worry that Charles Schultz made light of, and he said, you know, don't worry about today, it's already tomorrow in Australia.
I like that quote. I was going to ask you about that quote.
It's really a function of how you perceive and live your life and how you choose to live your life. And I don't mean to sound too simplistic, but it is a choice the way we feel. You know, Eleanor Roosevelt had a very famous quote. She said, no one can make you feel inferior without your consent. Now, think about that. You know, if you feel bad, generally speaking, you're creating the feeling. So you have just as much power to create a different feeling. And it's as easy as deciding on your own that, listen, I have a choice. I can feel poorly or I can feel good. I can be worried or not worried. I'd prefer the more productive emotion. It's okay if you get down. It's okay if you get worried. But I'd prefer to think about something happy. So why don't we concentrate on the opportunities that are in front of us? Why don't we concentrate on the possibilities that are in front of us rather than what might go wrong? What's bad in my life? What can't be going right? And I think that's a good way to start to reframe the way you think.
Well, I like that. And following up on what you're saying, I'm a little older than you, Scott. Most of our listeners, I'll be 73 coming up here in May. And I have found that there are lots of bumps in the road, some pretty high walls that you've got to deal with. But when I look back on it, you know, in retrospect, it wasn't that big of a deal. You know, I dealt with it. I tried to keep a positive attitude. I said, you know, the sun's going to come up tomorrow, and somehow or other, I'm going to work my way through this. And things that I thought were huge stumbling blocks maybe just a few years ago, now we're just kind of small bumps in the road when I look back. So the approach you take makes a tremendous impact on your ability to deal with so many things.
I think that it's important also to recognize that it's okay that when a situation is upon you, that it might feel overwhelming, or that it might feel all-consuming, or it might feel like the end of the world. It's really not the issue about how the situation approaches you. It's more about what do you do about that. And if you think about in your life, what's going to be productive for me in terms of how I feel? Will it help me in my life today if I'm worried the whole day? Will it help me if I'm going to be concerned about what might happen, whether it happens or not? Would it be more productive for me? Could it be possible for me to think about what possibilities there are or how I can solve that absence of knowledge? Because that's what worry and fear is. It's an absence of knowledge. What steps could I take to try to learn about what's causing that fear? And I think that sometimes when you get consumed with a problem, it's very easy for it to drown you.
Hey,
you
Scott.
Take a step back and...
I want to take a little break right here. I want to come back with you and tell our listeners, talking to Scott Megger, he got a great book out called You Are the Best, positive attitude. It's so important. You can order that book on our website at www.jimbrownusa.com. Again, You Are the Best is the name of the book. Scott's website is www.megerlawyers.com. We'll come back and talk some more with Scott. Got some more questions for him. Freshen up your coffee. You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. The most recognizable name in all of home improvement radio, the Cajun contractor Michael King, host of Home Talk USA, is now available for your next speaking engagement. That's right. You can have one of the most exciting, energetic personalities on the radio today speak at your next function. If your trade organization or company needs a qualified speaker to talk about home improvement products, technologies, and services, even the current state of your industry, please give him a call today. The Cajun contractor Michael King is a qualified, licensed, tested contractor with an extensive knowledge of home improvement construction and repairs, and is regarded by his peers as one of the top experts in his field and the home improvement industry in general. His keen sense of humor and entertaining delivery will really make your next function one to remember. Call the Cajun contractor Michael King today at 985-641-3730. That's 985-641-3730. 985-641-3730. Michael King at HometalkMedia.com. 985-641-3730. Michael King at HometalkMedia.com. C'est le bon temps roulé. Let the good times roll.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have. It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Attitude makes all the difference in the world. That's what I think, and that's what my guest, Scott Mager, thinks. Scott's an attorney. He's author of a really interesting book called You Are the Best. You can order it off our website at www.jimbrownusa.com. Scott, before we took that break, we talked about the worrying. Now, a lot of times, okay, you quit worrying, but you've got some doubt. You just don't have confidence, you know, that things will work out. And so you say, I don't want to worry about it, but I don't have confidence. Maybe it's through a lack of knowledge or whatever, but how can you deal with trying to eradicate doubt so that, and I know some things you just can't figure it out. Maybe you have to talk about faith. There has to be some faith in the mix. We talk about faith a lot of the times in the show. But talk to us a little bit about ways or your thoughts towards eradicating doubt when you deal with a lot of problems.
The number one important tool to remember in doubt is that it is primarily based on a lack of knowledge. I don't act or I hesitate because I don't know, or I think I don't know, which is more likely the case. The first thing you have to do when you are feeling a sense of doubt is to get to the root of what causes that doubt. Is it caused because in the past I've had experiences that make me hesitate in the way I act? Is it caused by who the person is who's telling me this, that they're more likely to bring bad news than good news? If I understand exactly how the information is coming in, I can really attack it in a much more productive way. If I don't know something, let's find out more information so that I feel more comfortable about it. If it's coming from a bad source or a source that creates negativity, I need to pay attention to that and give it only its weight that it's due.
That makes sense. That makes sense. I like the way you began about the lack of knowledge. You know, in this day and age, there is so much knowledge available that we didn't have just a few years back. If you got a health problem, let's assume you've got a serious chronic illness, or a loved one does. I experienced this with my brother recently and with some family members right now that are going through so much, and the doctors say, well, this is what's happening. I don't really know what they're talking about. But you get on the Internet and you do some research you get a contact person. I'm amazed at the number of experts who will gladly take your phone call and set you in the right direction. Just call them up and ask them. I do that all the time. And whether it be
gathering is really critical. Sometimes you can't always get access to the information, and I'll tell you, if you read in my book, I had some terrible situations happen to me in my life. One time I had a disease that was causing blindness in my eyes. There was not a lot of control I had over that, and I could have spent all my waking days worrying or being doubtful about what might happen tomorrow, or I could choose to live my life as best I can while I can see. And I think perspective is really important. It's as much a choice as doubt is. And if you understand that and you give yourself a break and recognize that I don't have to behave today based on the way I behaved yesterday, you shake the etch-a-sketch, if you will, and say to yourself, today's the first day. What I do now will define me, not what I did yesterday. What I did yesterday is gone. And if I start today with, I will make sure that I get information before decisions are made, before feelings are made, before doubts are created, I am much more likely to feel more confident about my decision and just make a more intelligent decision. And that thinking process is the critical component of changing and eradicating doubt.
Now, when you deal with that, fear is another component in the mix. And when you're worrying and you're dealing with that, you've got to deal with your own emotions. And fear, as you've said, I think you wrote this, fear can infect your confidence. Talk to us a little bit about fear. When you got this innate fear, say, look, I'm going to try to put this worry aside. Man, I'm just scared. I'm just scared with dealing with this.
The biggest mistake that you can make in your life is to continually fear that you're going to make one. You know, fear is, again, it's a brother of doubt in the sense that you fear because you don't know, or you fear because the way your thinking process is that you doubt your own abilities. You have insecurity about what it is that you feel will result from this activity. And if you start, again, first with knowledge, but second with the idea that acting is better than not acting. And if I act in a way, if I move forward, if I take that risk with some intelligence, with some information, I'm much more likely to overcome that than if I don't. You know, Lyndon B. Johnson, the president, said, you know, I'd rather give my life than be afraid of it. And what he was saying is, you know, living in fear is just an unproductive feeling and doesn't do anything for you. If you can show me how it's productive, I'll join the crew and write a book all about how great fear is. But it really doesn't help a lot, and it's manufactured in the same way. And just give yourself a break and recognize, however you thought yesterday, it's okay. What we're talking about is today. What we're talking about, like your show is, about common sense. What's the best thing to do right now? Right now, the best thing to do is to move forward in actions and to say to yourself, I am going to take, if you want to call it risks, or take action, I'm going to do that with intelligence, with confidence, and with recognition that whatever happens, I will learn from that, and it will make me stronger rather than create more fear.
Well, your confidence is reflected in your book, Scott, and I appreciate you sharing those thoughts with me. Where do you live? Where do you practice law?
I'm actually in Florida. I've been spending a lot of time in the Northeast because I'm an insurance expert, so I do a lot of the disaster work. I've been up there donating my time, helping people to get a lot of money for their property claims because of this disaster and how much time it's been delaying people's ability to pay money. But it's really you guys went through it in Katrina, so you know. So
yeah,
but I'm in Florida primarily.
In fact, I've got family members that are part of the workout team up for Hurricane Sandy. A large company in Louisiana is handling a lot of the recovery coordination. And so I've been back and forth to New York a lot myself. We've done the show in New York the last couple of weeks. Well, Scott, I appreciate your time. The book, again, is You Are the Best. It's available on our website at www.jimbrownusa.com. Scott's website is up there, too. It's www.maggerlawyers.com. Appreciate you spending some time with us, Scott. Good luck to you. We'll hope to have you back again here in the near future.
Hey, thanks for the time, and thanks for sharing the information with all the people.
Okay, take care. Take care.
You well. Bye-bye.
Scott was talking about, what did he say? Don't worry about the world coming to an end today. It's already tomorrow in Australia, which I liked. And remember, the world was supposed to come to an end in December. There was some talk about the world coming to an end and the meteors coming and hitting us. And someone told me about my state. We're looked on as being a little behind down here in the deep south. And someone said, you know, if you knew the world was going to come to an end next week, what you ought to do is pack up all your bags and move to Louisiana. Because they're always about 5 years behind the rest of the country. So I'll throw that into the mix with Scott. Picking up on what Scott said, though, the other components, and you know, we're not a religious show, and this does have religious connotations, but when you're dealing with fear and doubt, you stop worrying, Scott said, you eradicate doubt, you refuse to be afraid. Faith is a component, too. I think you got to have some faith. Maybe it's your religious faith, and that's very important to millions and millions of us. It is to me. Maybe it's just faith in your ability to deal with the situation, which would be turned into confidence. But I think faith is an important component of dealing with overcoming worrying, doubt, and fear. Faith that you can do so. Hey, Jim Brown, The Common Sense Show. Again, my website is www.jimbrownusa.com. You can sign up for an email alert where I'll tell you who's going to be on the show each week. Also write a weekly column. Did one on bailouts this week. You'll find of interest. So again, that's www.jimbrownusa.com. We're going to come back and talk to your emails right after this message.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses
because bacteria and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Apply just one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time, and it's guaranteed. Order this all-natural, antifungal, and herbal formula for women and men at nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
If you listen to the GCN news at the top of the hour, one of the news stories was the death of the founder or one of the family members of the Tabasco Company, which is the largest hot sauce operation in the world. And, you know, there are thousands and thousands of different brands of hot sauce, but the premier name is Tabasco. And you find that all over the world. I'll give you an example of that. I was over in Thailand a couple of years ago, and I went up to the northern border, what is called the Research Triangle, which is where Burma, Cambodia, and Thailand all meet in one area. It's called a big drug smuggling area up that way. So wasn't up there involving drugs, but I was up there on some business and some vacation. And as at a little restaurant having breakfast one morning, and dirt floors, basic Thai food, and you couldn't get a Coca-Cola or anything like that, which you get about anywhere in the world. The one thing they had on the table was the Tabasco sauce. So Tabasco is as a worldwide implication, and the president, Paul McElhaney, who I knew, died at 68, very young age, died at 60 years old. His father was running the Tabasco company when I was a state senator back in the 70s, the mid-70s. And I was concerned about the high rates of cancer on what they call Cancer Alley down here in Louisiana, the area along the Mississippi River. We have a lot of chemical plants, and there's been some concerns about the water quality and the air quality. And so as a senator, with the blessing of the governor then, I created something called the Louisiana Cancer Registry, Tumor Registry, which would be a way of monitoring medical professionals. Doctors would give all their cancer information into a database, and you could monitor where the highest rate of cancers is located. So I get up on the floor of the Senate to give my final speech to pass this important legislation, and I said, and at the time, I did not know that Tabasco was a brand name. I thought it was generic. I thought it was like mayonnaise or mustard or Tabasco. You know, I just didn't know. And so I got up on the floor of the Louisiana State Senate in Baton Rouge and said, you know, we don't know where cancer comes from. I mean, who knows? It could be in the air we breathe, the water we drink. Gosh, it could be in the Tabasco sauce for all I know. Not thinking a thing about it, not knowing that it was a brand name. So I'm asleep at about 2 in the morning, and I was asleep, and when you're a legislator, the governor's mansion knows where you're located, and the head of the state police called me up and said there's an emergency call from a gentleman named Paul McElhaney with Tabasco. And I didn't know at the time who he was, and I took the call, and he said, I understood you got up on the floor of the Senate and said that my product, my family's product, something we brought into this company, something that we make could possibly cause cancer? Well, I was stunned. I just didn't know how to respond. I mean, it never dawned on me, not being much younger, not eating that much hot foods at the time, that Tabasco was not a generic. I thought it was mustard, ketchup, pickles, you know, that kind of thing, not a brand name. Well, I felt terrible, obviously, as you can imagine, as you would, too. And I said, Mr. McElhaney, I deeply apologize to you. That was not my intention. I thought that Tabasco, quite frankly, was a generic name. And I apologize, and I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll get back up on the floor of the Senate tomorrow, and I'll apologize to you. He said, no, 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 please don't do that. All you'll do is fuel the rumor that Tabasco could have, you know, be cancer-causing. So anyway, I did not do so. I abided by his wishes, wrote him a letter of apology, and then got to know him over the years after. And he founded the company. His son, Paul McElhaney Jr., I guess, took it over and died yesterday at 68 years old. Very young to die. But the Tabasco is just amazing. I don't know how it is in your part of the country. It used to be down here in the Deep South. In Louisiana particularly, people made hot sauces. But I find different types of brand-name hot sauces all over America. People grow peppers. And I didn't realize the variety of peppers. There must be 300 or 400 different variety of peppers. And you can get the ultra-hot and the very hot and the kind of hot and the mild. You can grow different kind of peppers and make the hot sauce yourself that an awful lot of people do for hobbies. And maybe they'll sell them at a country fair. They'll sell them at a little outdoor bazaar or something like that. We have one here where I live, and you go down there, and there's 6 or 7 vendors out there with their hot sauce that they make with their peppers. They grew their peppers and made their hot sauce. So it's very popular, like I say, to grow your own hot sauce in New York and California, wherever you happen to live. But the premier hot sauce, brand name-wise, worldwide recognition is Tabasco. And again, we mourn the loss of Paul McElhaney, who passed away too young. I got a number of emails about my response to Rush Limbaugh's comments. Rush Limbaugh, who is has the largest listened-to talk show in America, as I'm sure most of you know, he got on the air this week and he said, I'm ashamed of my country. I think his first words were, for the first time in my life, I'm ashamed of my country. And that brought a lot of uncertainty, a lot of outrage to some folks. A lot of conservatives who like Limbaugh didn't really fully understand what he said. I think I understood what he said. I read the rest of his comments. I listened to the interview. And what he really wasn't saying, he said he was ashamed of his country. And I don't want to put words into the most popular talk show host in the country, but I think what he should have said was, I'm ashamed of how the leaders of my country are operating, both Republicans and Democrats. He's very hard on Democrats, constantly pounds our president, Barack Obama. but generally is a little lighter on Republicans. And I think he's saying, look, I've kind of given up. The Republicans are just as bad as the rest. He was echoing something I say on this show all the time. You know, a mantra of my show when I end the show every day is that you can take Republicans and Democrats when it comes to sane financial policy and making good decisions, put both Republicans and Democrats in a sack, shake them up, stick your hand out. It wouldn't matter who you pulled out because they all pretty much act the same. They take huge campaign contributions. They talk the talk, but they don't walk the walk. Republicans sound like they're tough on fiscal policy, but invariably give in and don't come up with ideas themselves. And I think that's what Limbaugh was saying, and not put words into his mouth, but he's saying that you don't have to have cooperation, but there is such a frustration over both Republicans and Democrats saying one thing and doing something else, and therefore he's ashamed of how his country is being operated. So, Rush, if you're going to let me clarify your remarks, I'll do so. And I don't always agree with Rush Limbaugh. Our show is more libertarian, more common sense. I'm not left or right. I'm not right or left. I'm right or wrong. Trying to show that distinction is what we've done in our show today and the topics we've covered today. But I hear what Limbaugh is saying. And the same thing, I guess, if you want to play both sides of the street. Michelle Obama said here a few years back ago, she said, for the first time in my life, I'm really proud to be an American. And that got a lot of bad play. And I don't think she meant it that way, quite frankly. I don't remember the event, something very special happened. She was very proud of her country. And I think what she was saying was that we've had our ups and downs, but we all pulled together in this one. And I'm really, really proud. Didn't come out that way and justifiably sparked a great deal of criticism. Rush Limbaugh says, for the first time in my life, I'm ashamed of my country. I don't think he meant it that way, but it went viral, and he was subjected to a great deal of criticism. So in this media business, you got to be careful what you say. Frame your topic. Lay out the options. Mean what you say, but say what you mean. Is that a fair way to put it? Say what you mean. And in this case, I don't think Limbaugh meant he's ashamed of his country. Rush Limbaugh is not ashamed of his country. He is ashamed of how his country operates with the leadership we have in Washington today. And he should be, and all of us should be. It is just a terrible joke as to the posturing, the lack of cooperation, the vast amount of money that roars into these campaigns that taint the view of how we operate. Makes a good point. Need to word a little differently. Jim Brown here on the Common Sense Show. My website, www.jimbrownusa.com. You can sign up for my weekly column. Lots of emails. Do so. Come back and talk to you some more. Got lots more to talk about. I'm just getting warmed up. Ought to have an extra 2 hours today because I've got so much to talk about. So you know what? I'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
This is the old Cajun contractor Michael King here, host of Home Talk USA. Did you know that you can now shop and purchase online quality name brand tools and accessories at discounted prices from one of the top most visited online hardware stores, The Handy City? That's right. You can now take the hassle of having to go out and purchase these products. Just think, you can now order all of the top name brands from the comfort of your home computer and have it delivered straight to you in most cases. And the shipping is free. All the products are personally endorsed by me and guaranteed 100% by the manufacturer by using our online store. You'll be also helping to keep our popular home improvement radio show on the air. So please check out our website today at thehandycity.com. That's thehandycity.com. I'll say it again, thehandycity.com. Quality products at discount prices straight to you. I have only one thing I can say. Ça c'est le bon temps relay. Let the good times roll. Yai!
Fall in love. with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tatler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com. Spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
We read a lot in the news media about these drones, these unmanned airplanes that can fly into an area and by remote control can fire weapons at the enemy that is being profiled. This is just another sign of how drones are becoming the new normal. That's a major fighting tool for us here in America. Drones have become a major source of contention, however, between other countries because, we go in without permission and we file drones in a number of countries in the Middle East, Pakistan, Afghanistan. And there are some that say every time you fire a drone, you create 100 more terrorists because of the uncertainty of who gets killed. A lot of people get killed in these drone strikes. In the last 6 months, the Pentagon has reported that about 1,600 people have been killed, almost 3,000 injured just in a six-month period. That's a pretty big jump, some 30% jump from last year. And what happens when you profile someone or some group? Often civilians get killed in the conflict. In the violence that's taken place, the figures released show that the UN monitors all this, show that 301 women and girls were killed in that same six-month period, 563 wounded. That's a 20% increase over last year. So drones are very effective, can do serious damage, but also can be very indiscriminate. And that raises some questions. We don't have a long time to talk about it today. I think I'm going to write about it here next week in my column. But it's the fact that we've not defined where we're moving, because if we have drones and other countries can have drones, I mean, why should it be limited to us from their point of view? In Mexico, for example, where they're fighting these massive drug wars along the Texas-Mexican border, if Mexican nationals who are heavily involved in drugs and are profiled by Mexican law enforcement officials slip across the border into Texas, does Mexico have the right to send a drone across the border through U.S. airspace and try to kill those Mexican nationals who have snuck over the border living in the United States? They would say what's good for the goose is good for the gander. If the U.S. can do it into their country, why can't they do it into the U.S.? We'd be outraged. We'd be outraged if some foreign country sent a drone in and they said, well, we were trying to kill some bad guys that were causing problems in our country. We were trying to do a preemptive strike. And, of course, that's exactly what we're doing. We're trying to carry on a preemptive strike. So that's the problem we have in terms of dealing with the drones as they continue to grow. They're going to be a way of life. Look, you'd much rather not have pilots or American servicemen and women there in harm's way than you do it remote control-wise. The other thing that we've not addressed as a country is that most of you out there are not real concerned about drones. It's not an issue because it doesn't affect us. It's not in our country. It's not in our backyard. If, let's just say, a state police officers in a state in this country were trying to get some bad guys in a car and they put on a shoulder missile on their shoulder to blow up the car, blew it up and killed the bad guys, but killed 10 civilians, some women and children around them, why, there'd be outrage. You would be upset. We shouldn't be using that kind of weapon to do that kind of damage where American citizens are killed. But when you go to Afghanistan or Pakistan and kill their citizens, innocent bystanders, we just don't get very concerned about it. So we have these double standards. Right now, it's not a problem because we're the only country that uses drones. There are a few other countries that are just in the developing stages. But it's going to become a bigger problem. And I know that we are exceptional in this country. I believe we are. I've talked before about American exceptionalism in many, many ways. But are we exceptional in only being able to use drones in other countries, but setting the rules as to how those countries operate, how they respond to us? What if they shoot down our drones? The government, wait, you're killing innocent people. We're going to shoot down your drones. And do we go on to the attack? And really a murky, murky area we're getting into, as the torture debate was, Zero Dark 30 and the whole torture debate, brings some very difficult problems for us because when it doesn't affect us, we don't have nearly the concern. You see, if they're torturing over in some other country, well, that's to keep the bad guys away from us, even if Americans are being tortured. Americans haven't gotten that concerned about their personal freedoms. And the drone issue affects our personal freedoms. I gave the example. Can Mexico come into the United States? Can Canada come in with a drone to kill some Canadians that are located, say, up in North Dakota, who are trying to flee, and in doing so, they kill some innocent Americans? We wouldn't stand for that. But, of course, that's exactly what we're doing in countries all over the world. I don't have a solution. But the problem is going to grow. It's not going to get smaller. It's going to grow. Let's talk about another couple. Got several emails coming in. Someone asked me what I thought about the vice president's suggestion that you only needed a shotgun to defend your home. That's all you needed. You didn't need to have an automatic weapon. Shotgun, and I've been a collector of shotguns for many, many years. Used to have a lot of shotguns. But in doing so, maybe a deer shotgun, if you don't have a plug in it, shoots 5 shells. Normally, if you're a bird shooter, they shoot two shells. I used to have some over-under shotguns or side-by-side that shot 2 shells. 2 shells, if I was defending myself, and here's where the issue comes up so much, you see. A lot of, I think I talked about this last week. Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, said, you don't need 10 shots to kill a deer. And he's right. If you need 5 shots to kill a deer, you shouldn't be hunting. You're not a very good shot. You need to go to the range and practice your shooting. But it's not an issue of killing deer or hunting. It's an issue of self-defense. And that's hard for a lot of the listeners out there to fathom because they live in New York City. We've been broadcasting from the last couple of weeks. They live in other more populous areas. And so they don't have the problem of self-defense because they've got law enforcement people they can call. They're just a short distance away, and there's a feeling that that's sufficient. You live in a more rural area, and you're talking to someone that for years lived 20 miles from my closest neighbor. And as a consequence, if someone invaded your home or a team invaded your home, two blasts from a shotgun is just not going to make you feel very secure, because when those are gone, you got to break down your shotgun and reload, and it just does not give you a sense of confidence that you're safe. I don't know what the solution is. I don't like the idea of everybody on the street walking down with 30 magazine clips that shoot 30 shots. But on the other hand, if I'm defending my family, if I'm by myself, and I'm often by myself in traveling or in the woods, something like that, I'd like to know that I have the option to be able to have a little bit more than two shotgun shells. So, Mr. Vice President, with all due respect, I think that maybe that's not the solution. You got to go further than that. Also, the issue came up of gun insurance. If you buy a gun, there are some states now, New York, Maryland, Massachusetts, California, Pennsylvania, all have legislation saying that if you're going to own a gun, you need to buy liability insurance. Well, I can understand that in the road because I'm on a public highway. I'm on a public venue, and I can do a great deal of damage, and I'm within the public realm. And as a consequence, I need to have insurance to cover the damage that I may cause. There are a great number of accidents, whether it's fender benders or the biggest kind, and you're on a public highway in the public sector. But if someone has a gun for their protection, they live out in the country, and they use it there for their own protection, or they're hunting on private property, you see, here's the difference. You don't have to have insurance because you can drive a car on private property. So when you make the analysis or the analogy, as many are, well, gosh, you got to have insurance to drive a car. You ought to have insurance to own a gun. That's not the same. You don't have to have insurance to drive a car in the private sector. You can drive a car in the private sector without insurance, without a license. It's in the public sector that the insurance issue comes up. So someone that has their own gun in their home, in their car, where they're not in the public sector, maybe the car is different, but in your home, wherever you happen to be, I think insurance is a bad idea, and that should not be a requirement. Hey, we're out of time. Wish we weren't, because I've got a lot more emails to read. We'll save them for next week. Glad you folks listened to me today on the Common Sense Show. My website, www.jimbrownusa.com. I write a weekly column, wrote one this week on the outrageous bank bailouts going on. Keep up a list of who our guests are and have some fun on that site, too. Hope you'll have a good week. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next time, same station, same time next weekend on the Common Sense Show. Take care.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNLive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.